In the headlines to the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News, health authorities report people are still turning up to vaccination centers without appointments, despite being told not to. The Barbados Union of Teachers believes there may be a need to further push back the date for the Barbados Secondary School's entrance exam due to the current COVID-19 climate. Over 100 people discharged from isolation while the island recorded 25 new cases of COVID-19, and Texas and other U.S. states easing COVID-19 restrictions despite warnings. Good morning with the details. I'm Wendy Burke. More than 41,000 people have now been vaccinated against COVID-19 in Barbados, as health officials announced that a stricter and streamlined system goes into effect from next week. And they warn people without appointments not to show up. This disclosure from coordinator of the National Vaccination Program, Dr. Elizabeth Ferdinand.
We have had to scale back some of the things, and we're trying to regroup and retool. We're going to be putting a brand new appointment system in next week, where the person can then identify where they want to go and what time, and we will be able to say which sites they're going to. We're hoping that to be up and running by next week.
Dr. Ferdinand notes that people without appointments are still turning up, but stresses that such individuals will be turned away.
In many of the polyclinics, they have turned up, but the polyclinic staff themselves have been instructed to only give those with appointments. So unfortunately, some have had to be turned away because we could not continue with that amount of people waiting outside. So it has improved tremendously by us enforcing it, and some, of course, people not coming, but people are still coming.
Coordinator of the National Vaccination Program, Dr. Elizabeth Ferdinand. The island recorded 25 new cases of COVID-19 on Monday, while 109 people recovered and were discharged from isolation. The new positives were among the 715 tests conducted by the Best Dos Santos Public Health Laboratory. There were 552 active cases of COVID-19 as of Monday. The 25 new cases comprised 14 women and 11 men. 10 of them had already been at the Harrison Point isolation facility undergoing assessment to determine whether they were in fact newly positive or they had COVID-19 in the past and were no longer infectious. The other 15 cases included 13 Barbadians and one non-national. There were 2,455 people vaccinated on Monday as part of the National Vaccination Program for COVID-19. To date, a total of 41,125 vaccines have been administered. The Barbados Union of Teachers is concerned that the challenges with bringing the COVID-19 situation in Barbados under control may warrant a further pushback of the date for the Barbados Secondary School's entrance exam. BUC President Pedro Shepherd notes that the exam is currently scheduled to take place in June this year, but wonders if it's realistic in the current circumstances.
In relation to the Barbados Secondary School entrance examination, the Ministry of Education is now doing some fine-tuning with that as well. We have had a pushback date for June 21st that is now being looked at to see whether it is feasible in light of the upsurge in COVID cases.
BUC President Pedro Shepherd. The delivery of personal effects remains suspended at the Bridgetown port, partly due to efforts to limit the number of face-to-face transactions and interactions there in light of the COVID threat. This disclosure from Minister of Maritime Affairs and the Blue Economy, Kirk Humphrey.
We will be delivering those personal effects shortly, but not immediately. And the determination is that there are just too many transactions between entering the port, delivering the goods, and so on. And while we seek to minimize that during the phased reopening, we've determined that after we've had a week or so to evaluate it, we've been able to reduce the number of non-essential commercial cargo items in the port, that we would then be in a position to begin the distribution of personal effects after we've assessed the week and how the week has gone.
Mr. Humphrey stresses the need to do everything possible to limit COVID transmission risk.
I remind Barbadians that they should also go online and fill out the form for the release of the cargo online, that they should speak to their shippers so that the transactions are made and there are minimal relationships that could compromise the situation that we are trying now to correct to make sure that Barbadians remain safe. The other thing that I would also advise Barbadians is that when persons come to their households to deliver the cargo, they wear their masks, they sanitize, they social distance, and so on. All of this is to ensure that we continue to be safe. I therefore ask the public for patience.
Minister of Maritime Affairs and the Blue Economy, Kirk Humphrey. Spokesperson and coordinator of the regional coalition seeking CXC redress, Paula Ann Moore, says students who sit the 2020 Caribbean Examination Council exams are still unhappy with their results given the recent regrading.
The vast majority of the adversely affected children are unsatisfied with the overall results. Yes, they have thrown us a couple bones where some children have seen upgrades, but within Barbados and within all of CARICOM, CXC themselves have admitted that less than 2% of the CAPE grades have been upgraded. And clearly, since there are thousands of children that have demonstrated that they're adversely affected, that review process is clearly unacceptable and just as flawed as the 2020 CXC exam process and the grading methodology.
Ms. Moore told Starcom Network News they will continue to pursue their legal actions.
Both Barbados, Trinidad, and other jurisdictions are pursuing what legal options are before us.
Spokesperson and coordinator of the regional coalition seeking CXC redress, Paula Ann Moore. The Jamaica government intends to vaccinate 65% of the population by March next year. Health Minister Dr. Christopher Tufton says almost 250,000 Jamaicans will be vaccinated in the first phase of the program. On the phase one, government officials, healthcare workers, the elderly, members of the security forces, school staff, persons within the Department of Correctional Services, and the Passport Immigration and Citizenship Agency will be vaccinated. Phase two will see other sector workers, hotel workers, as well as persons in transportation, manufacturing, banking, and agriculture being inoculated. The general population will be split into eight groups and vaccinated under phase three. Trinidad and Tobago could potentially receive an additional 200,000 COVID-19 vaccines via the African Medical Supplies Platform. Health Minister Terence Dayal Singh stated previously that the country was allocated around 226,000 doses.
Council platform, we were initially allocated 226,000 doses. That has now been increased to 426,000 doses. We are awaiting price estimates and estimate times of arrival.
Health Minister Terence Dayal Singh. In the U.S., Governor Greg Abbott has announced Texas will lift its mask mandate and allow businesses to reopen at full capacity next week. Texas is the largest U.S. state to end its mask mandate. Mr. Abbott has faced criticism from his party over the measure, which was imposed last July. But the administration of U.S. President Joe Biden has made it clear coronavirus restrictions are still necessary. Texas has recorded more than 43,000 deaths related to COVID-19, the third highest state toll in the U.S. And recapping our headlines in the 7:30 edition, health authorities report people are still turning up to vaccination centers without appointments despite being told not to. The Barbados Union of Teachers believes there may be a need to push back further the date for the Barbados Secondary School's entrance exam due to the current COVID-19 climate. Over 100 people discharged from isolation while the island recorded 25 new cases of COVID-19, and Texas and other U.S. states easing COVID-19 restrictions despite warnings. That's been the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network is a member of the OCM Group of Companies. I'm Wendy Burke.
And you can listen to the latest news or catch up on news stories at starcomnetwork.net. You may also WhatsApp add me to 256-6397 to receive breaking news. Your next newscast comes your way at 8:30.